Available Service Voice of Indonesia with the news. Leaders of BRICS member countries adopted the Rio Declaration during the 17th BRICS Summit on Sunday. One focus of the declaration was on global reform. Quoted from RRI.co.id, the declaration expressed the collective commitment of BRICS towards a stronger multilateralism. In the declaration, BRICS also mentioned a thorough reform on United Nations, especially its Security Council. The declaration also encouraged more representation of developing countries. Ministry of Communications and Digital Affairs is committed to ensuring internet access at Sekolah Rakyat to support teaching and learning activities and advance digitalization in education sector. Alvreno Kautsar Ramadan, special staff to the minister, in a statement in Jakarta on Sunday, said the initiative is part of the government's commitment to delivering equitable and connected education in line with the directive of President Prabowo Subianto. Quoted from antalinews.com, the provision of internet access is a joint effort between the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs and the Ministry of Social Affairs, which operates Sekolah Rakyat, as part of the effort to provide adequate education facilities to all Indonesians. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pertama awal aku berjumpa, pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa, seolah-olah hanya impian yang berlalu. Sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya,
cuma setampan dia datang menghampiri.
Aku tak sadar dibuatnya. Pertama awal aku berjumpa, pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa,
seolah-olahnya impian yang berlalu. Sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya,
hampir aku tak sadar dibuatnya.
Memang kecantikannya dan gelembutan hatinya membuat aku berani menghadapi dunia.
Oh yeah. Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa, pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa,
safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
ini mendekap dalam jiwa. Ku ingin kau tahu isi hatiku. Rembulan pun tahu saat kau di sini pelita menemani, dan bintang pun tahu semesta menari.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from an Indonesian popular group, Malik and the Essentials. Malik and the Essentials, which was formed on May 15, 2002, has current members Angga Puradireja on the vocal, Indah on the vocal, Ilman on the keyboards and piano, Jawa on the bass, Lale on the guitar, and Widi on the drums. The Indonesian music group released a song entitled Aduh on November 24, 2023. The song tells about a deep love. Aduh is an Indonesian exclamation word meaning more or less wow or OMG. The song, with a duration of about 4 minutes, has romantic lyrics. The beat of the song also matches the lyrics, which makes the groove of the song fun to enjoy anytime. Uniquely, before being released on all streaming platforms in Indonesia, the song first went viral on the social media platform TikTok. From November 10 to the 24th at 8 a.m., there have been more than 35,000 videos using 30 seconds of the song Aduh. Well, let's enjoy the song by Malik and the Essentials, Aduh. So let's check this one out.
Jantungku berdegup tenang, I aliran darah mengalir kencang. Isi pikiran halu melayang. Harummu bikin mabuk kebayang.
Dari sini akal sehat hilang. Ingin terbang takut ketinggian. Ingin dekat aduh menyenangkan. Perasaan hati ingin bilang
surga itu kamu, surga itu kamu, surga itu kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniawi juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, dunia ku bikin mesra. Sampai tubuh panas hati dingin. Aduh.
Bilang-bilang kalau nanti kangen. Diam-diam aku pasti kangen.
Mau bilang takut tambah kangen. Makin hari makin ingin bilang
surga itu kamu,
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 kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniawi juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, dunia ku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra sampai tubuh panas hati dingin. Kamu, sumpah mati yang ku mau cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, duniaku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra,
kita bikin
sampai
mesra.
Tubuh panas hati,
hati dingin.
And you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, that you can listen on voanews.id and the application RRI Digital, available for Android and also iOS. And I got some updates related to Indonesian foreign exchange that is predicted to move based on against the US dollar. And the foreign exchange analyst of the financial futures, Lukman Long, to antaranews.com predicted that the foreign exchange will move flatly against the US dollar. Why? Because according to him, investor will be wait and see in anticipating the 2 days prior to the deadline of the reciprocal tariff postponement of Trump since 90 days ago. And the US President Donald Trump will not postpone or delay further the reciprocal tariff policy that will apply on August the 1st, 2025. And still related to this, quoted from mandarin.com, the United States will send letters to some 100 small economy nations about the tariff policy ahead of the 90-day postponement of the special tariff per nation. And this was stated by the Scott Bessent, the U.S. government official hedge fund manager. And he affirmed that the government of President Donald Trump is focusing on the negotiation to 8 main trade partners that contributes to 95% towards the deficit of U.S. trade. And one of them is Japan, that is facing additional tariff around 14% which adds to their basic tariff of 10%.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. pernah usai. Meski cinta dalam derita, saat harapan yang gelap kan memudar, cinta tetap ada walau di darah.
Aku kan di sini. Kenyataan harus kulalui. Tak akan ku lari walau memang pahit. Walau ku menangis, tetap ku berdiri. Meski hancurnya hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Aku kan di sini.
Dan aku di sini.
Kenyataan harus ku lalui. Tak akan ku lari. Walau memang pahit. Walau ku
meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan.
Namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai. Dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Glenn Fredly, Andi Rianto, Mutia Ayu, Cinta Takkan Usai or Love Will Not End. And I think also the emo will not end as well, because a lot of people still like a lot of emo musics from across the globe. One of them is from My Chemical Romance, not only bringing good news with the release of their latest remix of Helena and several other songs, but it's also bringing a good news for people in Southeast Asia, because My Chemical Romance will be having a tour in Southeast Asia by 2026. And it seems not only in Southeast Asia, but it will also be involving ancient South Korea on April 18, 2026, and then in Bangkok, Thailand on April, Bulacan, Philippines, Singapore, Philippines, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, all in April. And this tour will be ended very, very nicely in Jakarta, Indonesia, during the Hamasonic Festival on May 3rd, 2026, and the posts about My Chemical Romance attending or joining the Hammersonic in Indonesia has been welcomed by a lot of Indonesian fans, and they are so eager to buy the tickets. So if you happen to also like My Chemical Romance, and in the meantime also wanting to visit Indonesia, I believe that you gotta buy the ticket immediately.
Just like I told you, play by my rules, not to follow the lies. You got me torn in two, I can't hide it to you. I gotta say what's true, I say what's down for you.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak, cause you make things go your way. Know how to keep silent, confide on me in your space. Do what's right for me. Setting up some boundaries, giving this at ease. Gotta be nobody else but me. Hey, I'm addicted to the mystery. Ain't about some victory for me. For me, I'm fighting for my peace.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak, cause you made this go your way. Know how to keep it silent, confide on me in your space.
Secret.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak, cause you made this go your way. Know how to keep it silent, confide on me in your space.
Don't need to hide it, can't find any other way.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Jauh dari dirimu.
And talking about the upcoming events, it's not only about My Chemical Romance, but about something else also similarly important, in which there will be the 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting and related meetings to be held in KL from the 8th until the 11th of July 2025. Reported by AntaraNews.com, the meeting will discuss a lot of issues, starting from nuclear weapon-free zone to the development of Palestine. And it seems that the ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting and related meetings will be officially opened on Wednesday by the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim, and then will be followed up by official meetings of all foreign ministers of Southeast Asia, including Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sugiono. And on Wednesday, it seems that the TAC, or the Instrument of Accession and Cooperation among Southeast Asian countries, will be signed. And not only but joined by ASEAN countries, Southeast ASEAN countries, but partners of ASEAN such as China, Russia, United States of America, European Union, and many more will also be attending the conference. And earlier, the Foreign Minister of Malaysia, Datuk Seri Mohamad Hassan, said that China and Russia, two of the five nations owning world nuclear weapon, agreed to sign the SWFZ, or the Southeast Asian Nuclear Weapon Free Zone itself. And we wish that the meeting will be running smoothly and therefore bring a better situation in not only Southeast Asia, but the whole world.
Usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena waktu ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan.
Classic Story by Sheila on 7, but this one, the next one, will not be a classical music, but instead a very nice music coming from Indonesia, normally used as a part of worship at churches, and you'll be listening to a story about Kolintang.
Kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Oh,
mungkin diriku ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus senyuman kalian.
Listener, kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Huenang, and Kakinik. In the development, kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kolintang, let's listen to kolintang rhythm.
Thank you.
Kolintang consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaesa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan pad. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only your 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
kan saat